it's strange to see Rammstein talking about love. How can you explain it?
I think it's not so strange, because love, in its extreme and very expressive versions, were always theme of Rammstein mm-hmm. lyrics, and this time it's not different. But the title maybe makes you think we explored love now as our new ish, because the album called Liebe ist für alle da, yeah. Love is for all of us. In Till's lyric, certain kind of love and very extreme relationship between humans, which also you can call love in a way,
yeah.
Were always a big theme for Till. And he's texting.
It goes almost by the S&M relationship.
Yeah,
it's so very strange. How can you find the concept to do the artwork?
Ah, the artwork. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, when we're doing something like artwork or video shoots, also we try to get in contact with artists. They're on the same wave. They have the same expression like us, or they, mm-hmm. we have something in common. We used to work with. With this guy who is a Spanish photographer on the last album, and we were so excited to work yeah. with him again, and this time we did even better mm-hmm. shooting, and we used it for the album.
Great cover.
Yeah,
it's great artwork.
Yeah, his name is Eugenio Ricuenco. It's a Spanish photographer. It's more in the fashion world, but mm-hmm. he has also this morbid and dark corner in his mm-hmm. work, where he's doing this. It's like an old painting style. Yeah,
yeah.
Like
it's look like
and he's
paintings.
He's spending a lot of effort doing one photo. He's building up really a real room, like a chamber mm-hmm. where the pictures will be taken, and make everything dusty and take care of all the mm-hmm. details that it looks perfect.
It's a great show, great work.
And he's just using one lamp on top, that's it.
Cool.
And special cameras, and he's real big, good, real big artist mm-hmm. for me. And we're very happy to work with him again and did the artwork for the album.
3 years in the making, is it more difficult than mm-hmm. the previous one, CD?
We always took our time we need when we did albums in the past, and also this time it took us a little longer, because we did 1 year off. We didn't see each other for 1 year, and the break for the band, mm-hmm. and that's why it took a little longer than usual. And on second. Rammstein, doing Rammstein music, it's a very, very hard and energy-sucking procedure.
Yeah.
Because we are six people, we're working in a democratic flow, and not all the time you can call this a flow. This is a lot of fighting, a lot of different taste has to be tuned, and everybody has to find his input in the music, and so the songs are going through a very long procedure mm-hmm. until they get ready, and this takes time and takes a lot of energy, and it's the problem for us as a band. It's the hardest thing to do, but in the end I think it's always worth to take the time you need and not rush. And we never let us get under pressure from any
record company.
Not the record company, or for you. Sometimes you feel maybe you're very on the top now, and you have to be quick and be present all the time. And but we never cared about that. We mm-hmm. trust in us and take the breaks we need, because all the members have families, and we also need time for that. Otherwise, the band would have been broke mm-hmm. long time ago. Yeah, so as a band you need to find your rhythm, your chemistry, how it works,
mm-hmm,
and then also pay attention for that.
Don't you have any pressure to record?
No. I mean, we're in a very happy, lucky situation that we are established band, you can say. Yeah? Mm-hmm. People know us and they like Rammstein also because of we're not over present all the time. Over mostly the media doesn't mm-hmm. play Rammstein in the radio, or we're not in the TV or on. So Rammstein appears, it's very rare, mm-hmm. and somehow it works. And some people said we are the biggest underground phenomenon ever happened. Because we're still underground. Because the official, like the official media world of MTV or whatever you want to call it, and mm-hmm. they don't know how to handle us, and because we don't fit so well into a radio daily radio program. And so, but people know us, and we are known for our live shows, and we are very happy with them mm-hmm. because it gives us a lot of freedom to not get under pressure on mm-hmm. the normal rush you have usually in the music business.
You have how's the relationship between the members of the band?
I would call
do you feel
it
like brothers?
Yeah, I feel like this is my family.
Mm.
When I would
family.
Call them my brothers, then sometimes I call them my brothers because when I really love them, but sometimes I don't like everybody, and we are in twist and trouble and fight, and then I say, oh, how long this is gonna be? And, but we all know that we are found each other, and we are more than a band, a family, and we know each other such a long time already. Even before Rammstein, we did mm-hmm. music together and other bands, and this is a lifetime relationship, and Rammstein is our project of life.
Project of life, yeah.
And Rammstein is just also more than just a band who's doing music. It's sometimes it's a family, sometimes it's also like a therapy group, and for when you get psychological help and can mirror yourself and the other guys and develop yourself in that sense. And it's I'm very grateful for that I have something like that, but sometimes it's also you hate everybody in the band and you're so unhappy that because if you know each other so such a long time, you also losing a little bit the respect for each other and think you know the other so well that there is nothing you can explore anymore, and you don't want to hear and you want to listen. And but it's always worth to listen, because
I think it's a problem. The main problem for everyone who has brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's. I don't have any, so I don't know the problem.
Like family.
Christoph, about the tour is starting now in Portugal.
It's a first show.
First show.
It's a first show tonight, and I'm very happy that we finally start the tour. We haven't been played in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very long time for musicians, and we hope it's going to be a great night tonight, and I hope everything is going to be fine, all our effects and all the show is going to be mm-hmm. great. I think I have always had good memories for playing in Portugal.
I saw Rammstein 98, first time you came to Portugal.
Yeah, I hope our fans in Portugal apologize if we have little accidents on stage, or if not accidents, but if some things that not 100% yet.
Nah, I think they'll understand.
It's fine.